I'm Matt Lichtenstein in Petersburg, which officially changed from a city government to a borough government in 2013. At the start of January, the state of Alaska certified an earlier vote of area residents approving Petersburg's borough petition. A few days later, former city clerk, now borough clerk, Kathy O'Rear, swore in Petersburg's first borough assembly.
And you will honestly, faithfully, and impartially perform the duties of an elected official for the Petersburg borough to the best of your ability.
Yes.
Local officials have since been working on all the transition details. The borough borders include an area roughly 83 times the size of the former city. Many Petersburg residents headed for higher ground in early January after a large earthquake struck the region and prompted a tsunami warning.
I haven't felt an earthquake before, so I actually thought it was a wind gust.
There were no reports of significant damage or injuries from the quake, which had a preliminary magnitude of 7.5. A plane crash claimed the life of a visitor from New Mexico in early June. 66-year-old passenger Thomas L. Rising was killed when the Pacific Wing's de Havilland Beaver crashed on a steep, forested mountainside during a flight-seeing trip to Leconte Glacier. A family of five others and the pilot survived and were rescued by Coast Guard helicopter. The passengers had all come to Petersburg aboard a small cruise ship. Federal investigators have not yet released their findings on the cause. In a major criminal case in Petersburg this fall, Federal Bureau of Investigation agents filed child pornography charges against former school maintenance director Ty Leif Peterson. The longtime district employee quickly resigned just before he was arrested. He has pleaded not guilty and is awaiting trial. In fisheries news, Petersburg's large fleet of purse seiners had a huge year, targeting an all-time record return of pink salmon. Processing companies around the region put their fishing fleets on limits so workers could keep up with the catch. The region's all-gear pink salmon harvest reached 94 million fish by season's end. Petersburg's ongoing problem with aggressive sea lions frequently made the news in 2013 as the borough banned the discard of fish scraps in the harbors and asked the federal government to kill one particularly problematic bull. So far, the feds have declined. In the spring, Petersburg was one of several southeast communities to welcome dozens of people paddling large fiberglass canoes through the panhandle for the rededication of the newly restored Chief Shakes Tribal House in Wrangell.
On behalf of the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Alaska Native Sisterhood, Camp 16, and the Petersburg Indian Association, I want to welcome you to Petersburg, our land.
The Juneau-based One People Canoe Society organized the journey. Throughout 2013, Petersburg's Lutheran Church held special events to commemorate its 100th anniversary, and members reflected on the church's history as an integral part of town.
I remember Pastor Knudsen, and he was the nicest man, and he couldn't have church sometimes on Sunday because he had to work in the cannery to make some money.
And with help from the Keekskwan Dancers of Cake, more than 600 people celebrated the grand opening of Petersburg's brand new public library building in September.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great day has come at last.
One of the speakers was Senator Bert Stedman of Sitka, who helped secure much of the project funding with a state grant.
Well, one of the fundamental issues that in a democracy that resides within the people is their ability to read and write and have access to information. And without libraries, it's very difficult to accomplish that.
Construction of the nearly 10,000-square-foot building took a little more than a year and cost just under $4 million. Local officials say library use has increased substantially since the facility moved from its old, cramped location in the rundown, half-century-old municipal building. It looks like the municipal building will remain the home of Petersburg's police station. A much higher-than-expected cost estimate prompted the borough assembly to sideline plans for a brand-new building. Instead, the assembly is pursuing major renovations for the existing facility, along with the borough offices next door. Downtown Petersburg was a construction site for much of the year as contractors tore up and rebuilt Main Street. A mother and daughter offered their perspective on the work.
I think it's just fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me at all. I do laundry a lot at the laundromat, and it seems, I mean, it was hard when it was in front of the laundromat, but I don't really care.
I think
the roads are nice, but when we go down to there on the construction, it's kind of hard to get by it.
The project was mostly finished by early August. Meanwhile, this summer and fall saw the North Harbor Replacement Project get well underway, with removal of the old structure, dredging, and installation of new pilings and floats. It was Petersburg's oldest port facility, and its replacement is expected to be complete by the Little Norway Festival in mid-May 2014. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.